We just come to just say thank you for allowing us to live among those that are living this day, to come to worship him in spirit and in truth. I'm truly thankful to Almighty God for his goodness and for his mercy and for his traveling grace that he has given us to be able to assemble ourselves together this morning. I thank Brother Gibbs. He is a good friend, and Brother Gibbs don't know how much he has really blessed me as well in my ministry. I'm just glad to be able to stand just to be alive this day. And thank you for the leadership for this invitation. Truly, I just again thank you for all of your prayers. As he had made mention on last year, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. But God is so good. One thing I told the congregation that when I first was diagnosed, I told them that God had this. And I trusted in Almighty God. And on September the 29th, I went in for a surgery. But then on September the 30th, I was back home again. God is good. And I just had my last checkup last week. And so they moved me from 3 months to 6 months checkup now that I am cancer-free. And I just give all the glory and all the praise to Almighty God. If you would, open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And verse number 18, the Bible says, "For the preaching of the cross." We want to look at that cross, and that's what we're going to be centering around, is the cross. "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." This morning, I just want to talk to you about, is your spiritual battery connected to the cross? Is your spiritual battery connected to the cross? It's important, ladies and gentlemen, to have a good battery, because weak batteries can cause some problems. Cars with weak batteries have problems starting. Once the motor starts, it can usually run, but it takes a good battery to get it started. Y'all all right this morning? I know it's early this morning, but particular in cold weather, a weak battery just won't do it. Tape recorders with weak batteries will drag. Flashlights with weak batteries will go dim. Pocket radios with weak batteries will fade. Your cordless and cell phone with weak batteries will be full of static and even disconnect themselves. Why? Because the battery is the power source. But even a good battery is only half the solution. You see, Christians must make sure that they have a good connection with Almighty God, that you have a good connection to the power source, and that power source is Jesus Christ. And so when I look at the text, in our text, the cross of Christ represents the power of God unto salvation. Is that what Paul said in Romans chapter 1? And verse 16, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation." It represents the power of God for every believer to live in the Spirit. But like the battery, we must have clear contact to keep the power flowing. We must be in harmony with the will of God to benefit from the power that is available to us. See, it's a little value. It's of no value and all to have the power of Almighty God at our disposal. But let our connections get rusty. Let our connections get corroded. You see, the corrosion can cause bad connection. Am I right about it? But I believe this morning that there are too many believers who go through life just hearing the clicking sound. And that clicking sound suggests that there is power under the hood, but it can't get through. Many of us, we have the ability to achieve greatness through the exercise of gifts. But every time we turn the switch on, all we get is a clicking sound. Y'all ain't no help me this morning. We as Christians need to keep clear an uninterrupted connection with God. Yes, others might think that we are foolish for doing so. But we who are saved, we know that our power comes from the cross, the power of God. And so when I look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18, Paul writes to the church at Corinth about the wisdom of preaching the truth of the cross of Christ. Paul explained that those who are saved recognize the cross as a symbol of the power of God. But those outside of the faith, the church seem to be involved in foolishness. But what is this foolishness in which Paul speaks? Well, notice in our text, he says in verse 18, for the preaching of the cross. Y'all see that? Is unto them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it's the power of God. It's the word of God that connects our power source. And it's the word of God that directs you and I to the foot of the cross. And so when Paul spoke of the cross as a power source for Christians, he was not talking about a wooden stake. He was not talking about a post in the ground that was used for capital punishment. But when Paul spoke of the cross as the power source for Christians, he was referring to what the cross symbolized. That symbolism that includes the sacrifice of Christ, his bloodshed on Calvary's cross, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. The crucifixion of Christ transformed the cross from a symbol of shame, a symbol of embarrassment, to a symbol of the mighty power of God. The cross embodies this symbol because Christ's death on the cross blotted out the sins and man's foolish laws from which there could be no redemption. That's why Paul was able to write in his letter to the Colossians in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 14. Colossians 2 and verse 14, he said, blotting out the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. When Paul preached about Christ and his crucifixion, the Jews considered it a stumbling block. The Greek said that it was foolishness. But I stop by to tell you that those who perish are those who reject the power of the cross. They heard the story, but they refused to accept the truth. They viewed preaching as a waste of time, foolishness, and they will perish. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greek, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. And those of us who believe us know that at the foot of the cross, we find ability. At the foot of the cross, we find our strength. At the foot of the cross, we find our power. And so our knowledge of this historical account of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ is our power source. It's a spiritual energizer, just like that energizer bunny that keeps us going, going, and going. There are many, it's sad to say, who are hooked up to the wrong source. They are trying to use a 6-volt transistor to empower a 12-volt understanding. You can't get it, ladies and gentlemen. What I'm trying to say, I'm saying that too many of God's created people are dependent on their own skills, on their own education to get them through life. But I want to tell somebody, yes, educational skills are necessary. But I'm here to tell you, when trouble comes, that battery is too small for the job. When the doctor gives you a bad report that you got cancer, when the storms comes into your life, you're going to need some real power. That's why you better be hooked up to the power that holds the whole world in the palm of his hand. So in order to get the energy that we need from the power source, let me suggest to you, first of all, you need to have the right connection. Am I right about it? You can have a good battery, but if the connection is wrong, there is no power. And since we're talking about connecting to the power source, we must also determine the type of connection. You see, there are two types of current. There is the AC, and there is the, come on, y'all, yeah. There's the DC. Am I right about it? And so some folk in our churches are AC in nature. They suffer from being hooked up to alternating current. Oh, y'all, let me help y'all. They attend worship on alternating Sundays. They pray on alternating occasions. They give on alternating occasions. What I'm saying is that they come to church when they feel like it, pray when it's convenient, and give when they want to. But then thank God that there are those who hooked up to DC, are direct current. And I'm here to tell somebody this morning that God is looking for some DC folks. I'm talking about he's looking for some dedicated Christians. people whom he can depend on. People who just don't do things when it's convenient for them to do it, but press toward the mark. God is looking for those who keep on going, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough the road is, no matter how hard the hills are hard to climb, they keep on going, no matter what. But then, if you have a good battery and the connection cables are good, there's still one more thing you need to know. The connections must be tight. The battery must be free of external interference. There can be no space between the cable from the battery post. Am I talking to somebody in here who has some battery problems? Paul said it best when he declared, "Nothing shall separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus." When it comes to the life of a Christian, there must be no space that separates us from the Master. The life of a Christian must be lived in such a way that there is nothing between our soul and our Savior. But then we gotta ask, what can corrode your connection with God? Pride. Pride will corrode your cable and interfere with your connection. Hatred will corrode your cable. Strife will corrode your cable. Don't like each other, can't stand one another, can corrode your cable and interfere with God. What you got to do is you got to get rid of those things that are keeping you from having a good connection with your power source. But then once you have done all of that, you need to make sure both cables are connected. Along with the hot wire, there must be a ground. I'm going somewhere. A ground wire. And I stopped to tell somebody that somebody is trying to get a prayer through, and you are not properly grounded. You're trying to sing his praises, but your ground wire is loose. How do I become grounded? You are grounded when you obey God's plan of salvation. Ground yourself to the cross of Christ. Then plug into this foolishness of loving those who hate you. Plug in to the foolishness of believing without seeing. Plug in to the foolishness of praying for those who use you and find blessings in persecution. Ground yourself to the belief that Christ is in you. He lives, he moves, and he has his very being. And when you need power, you need to go to the one that created the trees and the flowers. When you need power, you need to go to the one that is able to heal the sick and raise the dead. Yes, when you need power, you need to go to the rock of your salvation. His name is Jesus. If you're looking for a good power source, let me introduce you to this man, Jesus. Let me introduce you to God's original power source. Before there was a 36-month Goodyear power source, before there was a Napa 40-month powerhouse, before there was a Sears 60-month guaranteed power source, before Sears and Robot ever thought of the name, Jesus was the original diehard. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Yes, Jesus is better than ever ready. He's got power to spare. They crucified him on a cross, buried him in a borrowed tomb. They tried to drain him of his power. But early, I said early, y'all don't hear me, early. I know it's early, but I'm talking about early. Early on Sunday morning, my die hard, my ever ready, my energizer, my Duracell rose with all power in his hands. I'm talking about wonder working power. I'm talking about soul saving power. I'm talking about healing power. He's got power to roll your stone away. He's got power to calm the storms in your life. He's got power to pick you up, turn you around, place your feet on solid ground. I'm talking about God's power. That's why he said there in Matthew 28 and verse 20, verse 18, all power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. I don't know about you, but I tell you, I got to have the Lord. I got to be connected to his power source. I got to understand I can't do anything without the Lord, because some of us are sitting here this morning. You know, you've been trying to do stuff on your own. You've been trying to make it through on your own. But I got news for you. Without the Lord, you can't make it. You didn't get up this morning all by yourself. You need some help this morning. Your alarm clock didn't wake you up, but it was a touch of the master's strong hand that woke you up this morning, that enabled you to get out of your bed, that enabled you to walk, that enabled you to come to the house of God. I don't know about you, but it's not about you that I come in here for, but it's about this man that woke me up this morning, about this man that started me on my way. I don't know about you, but God took me to another level. I know what his power can do. Oh, the doctor was saying, well, we hope that you make it. Let me tell you, I had another doctor. I didn't hope that I could make it, but I trusted in this doctor. And I said to myself that if it don't bring me through, that's all right, because God has already done enough. He's done enough for me. I'm talking about somebody in here. Maybe you're going through some things. Maybe you've been having some bad news. Maybe the postman that delivered you some bad news. Maybe bad news knows your address. Maybe it knows your phone number. But I got news for you. You get connected. You get connected to the power source. Get connected to Jesus Christ. And whatever comes in your life, whatever comes in your way, you ought to be able to say, God's got it. You ought to be able to say, I'm going to trust in Almighty God. Regardless of whether you trust him, I'm going to trust him. I'm going to lean on him. Because I know who holds the future in his hands. So maybe you are here this morning. Whatever it may be, maybe you have not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to tell you how you get connected. You get connected by hearing God's Son. Matthew 17 and verse 5, God said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased, hear ye him. You got to be willing to repent of your sins. Well, and that, Luke 13, 3 and 5, I tell you, nay, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You got to be willing to confess Jesus as the Son of God, Matthew 10, 32 and 33. Whosoever confessed me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. Whosoever denied me before men, him will I deny before my Father which is in heaven. Then you must be willing to be baptized. Why? For the remission of your sins. Acts 2, verse 38. The Lord will add you. He'll add you to his church. The church that he said in Matthew 16, 18, upon this rock I build. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church that he purchased with his own precious blood. The church that he is the head of. He's the savior of. He loved it. He's coming back for it. It's not going to have any spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it's going to be holy. And without blemish. Then you're going to have to live faithfully. That means you're going to have to stay connected. Stay connected to the power source. One of those days, you'll be able to go on home and live with him forever and ever. If you're here, you're a Christian. You've not been living as a Christian should. Maybe you have become disconnected. Check your cables. Make sure everything is tight. Make sure you don't have any corrosion. Make sure it's clear. Because you need to stay connected to him. Whatever the case may be, don't look at nobody else, but look at you. If you are not right with God, if God was to come right now and say to you, time for you will be no more, are you ready to go? Would you be able to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, thou have been faithful with a few things, come and I make you ruler of many. If you're not sure of yourself, now is the time to get it right. Get it right with him right now as we stand and sing the song of invitation.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing?